Hi, this is Mistress Lily, and today I'm discussing a poor little teeny-weeny humiliation whore who got more than he bargained for. I can almost pity the little guys. It takes a while for someone to find out where they belong, to truly understand who they are, what they need, and what they need to do to find fulfillment. That type of soul searching is a journey that everyone takes. And for feather-sized fucksticks, it comes with a lot of interesting detours, experimentation, and completely revamping how they think about relationships until they find their niche. One of my short shaft subbies recently discovered the truth about himself. He is a submissive pain slut and humiliation whore. When we first began talking, it was revealed that he loved being humiliated for his ridiculous stump of a dick, and that he had a deep core of submissiveness and a yearning to please and to serve. He thrived on hearing me verbally flay his worthless woody, loved the pain and anguish of knowing that everything I said was the truth, and adored knowing that his whimpers and moans of mortification were entertaining to me. He enjoyed knowing that I loved humiliating him as much as he loved being on the receiving end. But there was still something missing. Sweet little sadist that I am, I suggested adding in pain play. It turns out physical pain was exactly the missing ingredient that he had been craving and hadn't even realized. Emotional pain and physical pain are already pretty closely linked in how your brain processes them, so it seemed like a natural progression. And once I had him experimenting with impact play, I knew we'd hit upon something wonderful for the dear little dicklet. By the end of our second session combining physical and emotional pain, he actually managed to come from pain alone. No stroking required. Climaxing via a weakened version of my napalm lube, crushing his candy-sized cock with a weighted skillet, and spanking his ass with a metal spatula. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.